Welcome, everybody. Share number 1585. We'll learn it today. Lele Nishmas Moshe, Da'if Ben Rabban Zizel, Lele Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe, and Lerifu Shlemi Yaakov Ben Sarah, getting back to the halachas of Muksa. Okay, so we finished off last year, just to review real quickly, that if somebody has, you have what's called klisha melachta laheter, right? We've spoken about in the past something that's not done for a melacha during the week. In other words, like a radio, computer, camera. These are all things which are used during the week to do things which are not allowed on Shabbos. But if you have something that's allowed, like a dish, a soup dish or whatever, obviously I could eat my soup on Sunday, Monday, I eat my soup on Shabbos. So all that is heter, but if it's put a set aside, like somebody has a store, something like that in the back room, or if they have a store set aside in the basement or something along those lines, as I'm talking, it's coming to my head. My brother Zazang Zum Tinshtark in Los Angeles, Taka, has a store where they sell Judaica items. So that's very, very interesting question, which would come up, that they sell Judaica items, and let's say somebody needs one of those, and of course there would be makbid, but and it's a separate room in the house, Let's say, and these things are set aside. The room is locked on Shabbos. Now, let's say on Shabbos they would need something from that room. They run out, or whatever the case is, one of these Judaic items or whatever. L'chayra, if you think about it, if they did not set it aside before Shabbos, and it's just part of the regular merchandise that they sell in the Judaica store, which is, again, in their house, it's very easy to get to. You just open up the lock. It's not even in the basement. L'chayra, that would be moksa machmas chesar and kiss, that there would be a problem to use on Shabbos, because before Shabbos, in other words, Beinash Majis, they had in mind, the regular selling of it during the week, and therefore they don't want anybody playing with the stuff. The merchandise could get ruined. So that would taka be a problem of chasarin kiss on Shabbos, all that merchandise in the Judaica store that they have. Interesting question. But these things do come up. People do have stores in the houses, and some of the merchandise in these stores, in their house, in their basement or whatever, upstairs, wherever it might be in the house. The reason why we say in a house, because of the fact that, if it's in a store outside somewhere in a different street, obviously most people are not walking over there and getting their item that they need. But if it's in the house itself, I need a fork, I need a spoon, I need a certain item from the thing, possibly, it's in the store, I'll go get it. So you have to be careful to do that. Not so simple, again, unless it was set aside, which we'll talk about how that works. Just going through some interesting things which come up from Reb Simcha Ben Imkon in his Sefer of Muksa in reference to Chasarin Kiss. He says, what about stamps? Person has regular stamps, unused stamps. Hitaka brings down that would taka be Muksa Machmas Chasarin Kiss. I have stamps, and they're not so cheap, and I don't even know what stamps are these days, 45, 50 cents or whatever the case is, but they're not so cheap. I don't want anybody playing around with them, because every time I send out a letter in the mail, I need a stamp, right, during the week. So every time I send out a letter in the mail, I need the stamp. So, if I'm going to just leave the stamps lying around, every stamp 50 cents or whatever the case is, it adds up. So even though it's not such an expensive thing, these stamps, unused stamps, if it's regular use stamps, so that will be regular use stamps, that would be, it could be machmas gufay, whatever. We're not going to get into that now, but regular unused stamps would l'chayra fall under chasarin kiss. So brings down Reb Simcha Ben Imkon, even though it's not such an expensive item. That's the interesting thing. He brings down also carbon paper is a category, category two of klisha malachta le'iser. Okay, so we'd have to see what that is. But he classifies carbon paper as klisha malachta le'iser. We'll have to see how that works and why when we get to those halachas. But so the ma'aser carbon paper we'll put on the side for now. But he does bring it down as klisha malachta le'iser. But regular unused stamps, he does bring down machmas chasarin kiss. He brings down interesting a blank postcard, which I don't know how much we have that today, but an envelope, which is right. People have envelopes, so he says envelope would l'chayr something along the lines of blank paper, where that would be also chasarin kiss. Again, an envelope is something a person has a box of envelopes, and they use those envelopes. It's sort of like blank paper. You know, just to let anybody go ahead and play with the envelopes, that's running into a problem. In other words, the point is over here, even though it's not such an expensive thing, an envelope. Okay, what's an envelope really? But l'chayri, so what's a piece of paper either? You know, nowadays, what's a piece of paper? But l'chayri brings it down as moksa machmas chasar and kiss, because again, these envelopes are not something I just want anybody to play with. If it gets ruined, then I can't use it, even though it's not expensive. The point is over here, not always is moksa machmas chasar and kiss something that's very expensive. So that's how he classifies it. And especially even moreover, I would say that you have sometimes people have these UPS envelopes, these bigger envelopes, the yellow envelopes, the big ones, where those might be a little bit more expensive, but I have only a few of them, right? These big yellow envelopes, I only have five of them that I need for special contracts, special things that I send out, and you know, that's for sure. Moreover, muksamach maschasar in case that I don't want anybody using with it. Well, the UPS envelopes, I only have five, six of them. You know, I'm not talking about when we're talking about stuff like this, and those are things that I use for specialty type of mail. Again, if it gets torn, gets ripped, whatever, I only have a few of them, and this, it doesn't have to do with how many I have, but it's used for specialized type things. So those envelopes, even more so, would be muksa machmas chasar and kiss. So one should be careful with those things. Again, the point being over here, even though they're not so expensive. Thank you for listening. Atzlach and bracha kol tov.